It's Festival Week in Park City, Utah, where movie industry types from New York and Los Angeles gather to screen films at the prestigious Sundance Film Festival. But increasingly, sideshow festivals with names like Digidance, Lap Dance, No Dance, Slam Dunk and Troma Dance are rising to challenge the status quo. The first of these was Slam Dance, which is now almost as firmly entrenched as Sundance itself.
When things break through, that's where I'm interested. When you see something come out of the ground and break the ground, that's where Slam Dance is. And Sundance.
Nevertheless, Slam Dance's first night proved true to its roots. The announced opening selection was pulled at the last minute, proving there may yet be controversy in the world of independent film. Peter Baxter is the festival's executive director and co-founder.
Slam Dance started in 1995 when a group of filmmakers were rejected from the other film festival in Park City, Sundance. And we thought that instead of taking rejection, we would do something about it ourselves and go up there as a collective and show our film side by side with the Sundance Film Festival in the hope that we could find positive industry attention for our films so that perhaps they might be able to find distribution or go on to other film festivals and generally find sort of audience support.
Was this kind of a guerrilla action up there?
It was very much a guerrilla affair in the first year. I mean, we organized the festival in a very short period of time. So, but as years have gone on, we've become a little bit more experienced in this, and our vision has remained the same to support these new filmmakers. And we are now not so guerrilla orientated, although we really do like the grassroots aspect, and we concentrate on trying to support new filmmakers' visions.
Well, it sounds like what you're doing is what Sundance was meant to do. What happened?
In some ways, I think one can say that, but I think that over the years, of course, 95 now, this is our seventh festival, things changed. And I think during that time, Sundance has matured and Slam Dance has very much stayed true to its roots. It concentrates in its feature film competition on first-time directors who have made films with limited budgets that don't have distribution coming to the festival. And now that sort of sets us apart.
Sounds like you're getting along pretty well now. What was their initial reaction to you in that first year?
It was pretty negative. I think one could say, there goes the neighborhood. We moved in and they didn't like us, I think, coming in riding their coattails. I think as years have gone by, we have sort of separated ourselves. We have a distinct direction. We're all here trying to support filmmakers. I see no reason why we can't get along together. And I think that now more and more, I think the antagonism isn't there as much as it was at the beginning.
In a way, you've got the best of both worlds because you're able to produce an independent film festival, but you do it in a venue where a lot of the people you want to meet are already gathered.
Well, exactly, and that's why we've stayed in Park City over the years, because, of course, it's that one time in the year in America where all the industry gathers to come and see new talent.
What are the criteria you use to select films?
The feature film competition that I was mentioning is made up of films made by first-time directors, and also they've made films for very little money, meaning that all the features in competition this year have been made for well under $1 million, and they come to the film fest without distribution. That's very important because what we're trying to do here is support new talent. It's a platform for filmmakers and their films that might not otherwise get the exposure. And we take the view that if a film has been submitted and it has done quite well, maybe it has got distribution or maybe it's got some type of representation or it's done very well in other film festivals, we'd rather show a film which hasn't quite got that in order to really try and support a new filmmaker and give them the exposure which our programmers think they deserve.
You have any big success stories?
Well, we've had several, actually. I mean, the first film which I think put Slam Dance on the map was The Day Trippers, directed by Greg Mottola. That was produced by Steven Soderbergh. More recently, a film that won the Grand Jury Prize last year called Good Housekeeping by Frank Novak. That's just about to be distributed by The Shooting Gallery. But there are all kinds of successes, not just to do with distribution. Mike Mitchell's Herd, which was a short film which won a prize a couple of years ago, was seen by Disney, and as a result of that, he was asked to direct Deuce Bigelow. So I mean, we can help filmmakers in all types of ways. What's really important to me is that we can help launch this new talent in all forms, not just with distribution success.
Well, one of the things that independent filmmakers complain about is getting picked up and how difficult it is because of the big studios and their lock on distribution. But it's getting easier to be distributed because there are new ways to get your stuff out there, the internet, cable, that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a very exciting time because of the digital revolution, which is, you know, unfolding before us right now. However, it is extremely difficult to find distribution. With film, we can say that, you know, an artist practicing their work here, I mean, it's all very well to say that they're not doing it to make money or to become famous, but to sort of grow their soul. Well, perhaps, but, you know, film is a very expensive medium, whichever way you look at it. And from a film format, it's still very difficult for filmmakers in Park City, whether it's Sundance, Slam Dance, or wherever. I think that about 1 in 20 films that are here in Park City eventually find some kind of theatrical distribution. Well, considering the fact that Slam Dance received over 2,300 submissions, and then from that we choose only 12 features in competition, I think it gives you an idea of how tough it is.
Yeah. Peter Baxter, he's the executive director and co-founder of Slam Dance Film Festival, going on now through January 27th in Park City, Utah, and joins us from the studios of KPCW. Thanks very much for joining us. Good luck.
Thank you very much.